inspiring interviews with today's top landlords. This is the Rental Income Podcast. And now, Dan Lane.
If you find yourself in a tight spot financially right now, or you think you might be in a tight spot at some point in the future, taking a mortgage forbearance might sound like the perfect solution. You take a break from paying mortgage payments and you figure it out down the road. Well, there's a big dark side to taking a mortgage forbearance that I haven't seen anybody talking about, and I wanted to talk about this today on a quick bonus episode. Joining us on the show today is Chailey Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. Chailey is a sponsor of the podcast, but she's not paying to be here today. I wanted to bring her on because she's really an expert on this. So, Chailey, before we talk about the dark side of getting a forbearance, can you explain to us real quick how a forbearance works?
So forbearance, again, a lot of people assume, or even the way that it's being communicated is that forbearance is a forgiveness. And when in fact, it is not a forgiveness of mortgage payment, it is simply a deferment. It's a pause where no interest will accrue, no penalties will accrue. And while, again, it's true that the credit score or report itself will not show mortgage lates, so the score will remain intact, the payments that were forbeared will be due at some point, whether a lump sum as a balloon at the end of the term of the forbearance, whether it's attached as a second lien mortgage, maybe some sort of a modification repayment over a year or 10 years or maybe the term remaining on the loan. And then lastly, the most obvious and the least used is what I'm finding is they just tack it on to the end of the principal balance. So at refinance or sale, that forbearance amount becomes due. Now, that seems like the most obvious and the easiest way around it, but very few servicers we have talked to have elected that as the repayment option. Most of them I'm hearing is the balloon.
Now, normally a forbearance is something that maybe would be more of a process to go through, where today it's pretty much automatic. If you just contact your lender, they're automatically giving you the forbearance, right?
Yeah, it's almost even easier than automatic. I mean, there's barely. I've even had some people tell me that the services are calling them. The problem I really have with this is that zero hardship is necessary, which, you know, unfortunately creates a real moral hazard here, that the underlying effects are just devastating. People aren't really thinking about that. So no hardship is required. It's simple testing that you have been affected by the coronavirus, and that's it.
Now, if it's not affecting your credit and it's easy to get, it sounds like it's maybe a no-brainer that people should do this, but there's kind of a dark side to doing this, right?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that, Dan. I think that they really haven't finished the sentence, and what most people are unaware of is that, again, yes, the credit score will remain intact. However, the trade line, the mortgage or the mortgages, will actually show the word forbearance or deferment. In either case, I can tell you already that three of the biggest lending institutions in the country have already started to rewrite underwriting guidelines to dictate that those people showing forbearance are ineligible for conventional financing up to 4 years. We're hearing between 2 and 4 years.
Wow. Okay. So if you get a forbearance, I mean, you're out of the game for 2 to 4 years.
Correct.
Wow. Now that is crazy. Are they telling people that when they sign up for a forbearance, or are they going to find that out at some point down the road if they try to buy a property or refi?
Yeah, and see, that's the real problem is that it's not the servicer that's making that rule, right? It's the servicer that's providing the forbearance, but it is the lender, on the other hand, that they're going to go back to for the loan that's rewriting those guidelines. So, you know, there's even a disconnect between the servicer and what they know the real impact is going to be and reality.
Wow. I mean, that really makes me mad to think that the next couple of years are probably going to be really great years for buying rental properties. And if you get a forbearance today, you've just taken yourself out of the game.
Right. Thinking and assuming based on what we're being told, it's a seemingly innocuous thing that'll just help us get through, when in fact it isn't. So my advice to everybody I can spread this to is, unless it's your last ditch effort, your last resort, do not enter into the forbearance.
Yeah. So are there any other options? If someone is in a spot where maybe they're not collecting enough rent to make the mortgage payments, is there any other options that people have that isn't a forbearance?
Well, hopefully they had the reserves, right, that they needed to kind of make it through. Otherwise, the only things I'm able to really comment on are come up with some sort of partial rent payment with the tenant. You know, some other creative things that are out there that I'm hearing are, one, talk to them about unemployment. As crazy as it sounds, a lot of people still aren't even aware of what those options are. So landlords are creating an outline of sorts in the general area that the property is held, showing them where the unemployment office is, a website that they can go to, and some of the steps to navigate the website so that they can start getting some unemployment if they hadn't already. And then lastly, you know, again, depending on the market, maybe trying to find some of the industry nearby the home where they can find a temporary job in delivery or, you know, warehousing, you know, things like that. So people are getting kind of creative where that's concerned.
I think that's great advice. Well, Chaley, thank you so much for sharing this with us. So the bottom line is whatever you have to do, find a way to don't get that, to stay away from the forbearance. That is just trouble, it sounds like.
Absolutely. My advice as well. Yes.
So if someone wants to reach out to you, if maybe they're looking to refi, I know rates are really low right now, or if they find a really good deal on a rental and they're looking to buy something right now, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you?
Yeah, thanks, Dan. A couple ways they can reach us on our website, obviously, ridgelendinggroup.com. They can call us toll free at 855-747-4343, 855-74-RIDGE, or they can simply email us at info@ridgelendinggroup.com.
I know this was a quick episode today, but I just wanted to get that information out there in case anybody is thinking about doing a forbearance. Again, stay away, run away, do not get a forbearance. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'll be back with a regular episode on Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.